is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you some beautiful Christian music and continue with our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, today and tomorrow, we continue our discussion of the millennium. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you to listen after the message to hear about our new offer for this week. We call it Gift Offer Z. It contains two books by Dr. Green with in-depth studies of the Bible, as well as an album of music and some soul-winning booklets for you. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's hear He Is So Precious to Me, and then Dr. Green.
So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. To Him in my weakness for strength I can cling. For He is so precious to me. For He is so precious to me. For He is so precious to me. 'Tis heaven below my Redeemer to know. For He is so precious to me.
Dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Have your Bibles ready, and we will study the millennium after I pray. Lead us, our Father, today as we continue our study of the millennium, the time when the knowledge of the Lord will cover this earth as the waters now cover the sea. The time, our Father, when there will be peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Lead us today by the Spirit. God forbid that I say one word that ought not be said. And God help me to speak every word clearly and in an understandable way. Every word that ought to be spoken in Jesus' name. Amen. On the last broadcast, I read last these words. It shall come to pass that 10 men of all languages and nations shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Now that's Zechariah 8, 22 and 23. I said on the last broadcast, some people do not appreciate that verse of Scripture. They don't like to hear it read. Beloved, even when I was a sinner, I can truthfully say, when I was a miserable sinner, I did not hate people because of their color or race. Now, I mean that. I'm sincere in what I'm saying. But there are many today who hate people that they've never met, they do not know them, they hate them because of their color, because of their race. And that goes for the white man, the black man, the Jew, and so on. Now, it's not just one group, but in all groups, there are some who hate and despise other groups because of their color and because of their nationality. Now, I can truthfully say I was a wicked sinner and I had a lot of faults, but I never hated anyone because of their nationality or their color. But today, there are those who despise the very name that is spelled out in this verse of Scripture. It shall come to pass that 10 men of all languages and nations shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew. I tell you, you study the history of the Jew, you'll find that he has made some gigantic contributions to the human race in the field of medicine, education, music, and so on. He has made some great contributions. Other races have, yes. But you must give credit where credit is due. And the day is coming when Jehovah God, the same God that called Abraham, will come again to the nation of which the tribe of Judah is one of the 12 tribes. We think of Israel today as the Jew because we do not know where the other tribes are, but God knows, and when he is ready for them, he'll have no difficulty finding them. The day is coming, just as sure as you are listening to my voice now, when God will turn again to the nation, the elect nation, Israel, and they will receive their Messiah, and they will have the glorious time of peace on earth that God promised, and the time was never fulfilled because of sin. Now, I'd like for us today to note the character of the millennium. And then I'm going to discuss with you, as we continue studying these verses, I'm going to discuss with you the spirituality of the kingdom and also the natural side of the kingdom. Now, in Revelation chapter 20, an angel descends from heaven. He has a key to the bottomless pit. He has a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that serpent, that old serpent, which is called the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a little season, or loosed a little season. Now, in the following verses, we learn that some will reign, that is, a group, and I won't go into that today, will reign for 1,000 years with Jesus. Now, the first thing that I want to say about the character of the kingdom, and I hope I can finish this particular part today, I want to say that Satan will not be here upon this earth, either personally or in the power of evil spirits and demons. Now, God will send his Son. I believe Jesus will be the one to come and bind him and put a chain on him and put him in the bottomless pit. And of course, that'll be the hell of eternity. And he will be sealed for 1,000 years, and then he'll be loosed, and we'll go into that later. But man is without excuse. If you, as a man or a woman, when I say man, I'm talking about mankind, is without excuse concerning these things, if you will read the Word of God, let the Word of God speak to you, and just keep quiet and listen to the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and stop listening to people. Let me put this to to you now anything that you find in one of my commentaries that you cannot understand, and you read it and reread it and read in the Bible the verses that I give you and pray to God to show you the light. If you cannot have the witness of the Spirit, then don't accept it. Now let me tell you something, friend. I read after, and I have in my personal library some of the best books I suppose that money can buy. I have old books, primarily old books, old ones. And I love old books, and I've collected old books for 38 years. And I love them. Now, I read a commentary, and I reread it, and I study it, and I compare the scriptures, and if the Spirit of God witnesses with my spirit that it is truth, I accept it. And if God doesn't witness with my spirit, I reject it. Now, I have never, let me say this, I want you to listen very carefully. I've never read after any man. I don't care how great he may be. I've never read after any man that I agreed with every minute detail of his teaching. You remember that we are human, and you remember that we are individuals, and I say, you probably will never find a man that you agree with every minute detail of his teaching. Now, I will not read after a man that denies the blood, the virgin birth, the verbal inspiration of the scriptures, the cardinal truth of Christianity. I will not study his book. I will read enough to find out he's a false prophet or that he denies the fundamentals of the faith, and then I won't read it. I don't have time to waste. I have no time to waste. The only time that I read error is to know enough about it to tell people what it is. I don't waste my time reading the stuff, and you'd better not either, I'm telling you. All right. So the character of the millennium. Number one, Satan will be bound. Satan will be bound. Since the Garden of Eden, this earth has never for one moment been without the influence of the devil. I mean by that demons, evil spirits, that this earth, all men since Adam, including Adam, of course, after he sinned, have been tried and put to the test by the devil. But one day, Jesus will bind him for 1,000 years, and we will have peace on earth, and the devil will be in the pit. Now, during the millennium, the prince of the power of the air will be dethroned, and the prince, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Christ of God, will sit on the throne. When the great red dragon that we read about in Revelation chapter 12 is cast out, and then when he and the rulers of darkness, Ephesians 6:12, are put into the pit, and the heavens which are now unclean, that is, I'm talking about up here now, not where God's throne is, don't you misunderstand me, the heavens just above us. The demons occupy the atmosphere, my friend. If you could only see the evil spirits and the evil angels and the demons that are floating around. That's right, I mean it. I mean it literally. This earth is full of demons. The air is full of demons. The atmosphere is full of demons. And were it not for the power of God, they'd take over everything, and they'd send you and they'd send me to hell right now. But one day, the rulers of darkness will be cast out, and the heavens, the atmosphere, and where the planets are will be cleansed and delivered from all demons, and the earth will be delivered from all demons, and there will be peace on earth. And this earth will be, as I've said so many times, one giant paradise, one giant millennium. Listen to to the scriptures that I'm going to give you now. The land of Palestine will become one fertile garden spot. You know, I was reared on the farm, and I thank God for it. I've said this before. I don't feel sorry for people who were reared on the farm. I don't feel sorry for people who live on the farm. I still believe they're the happiest people in the world. Now, of course, number one, they must be born again. But even those who are sinners are happier than most people who live in the big cities. Now, I say, and of course, I was reared on the farm, and I learned many things from the dirt and nature that you can't learn anywhere else. You cannot acquire anywhere else some of the things that you learn on the farm. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. My dad had a farm, but he had a garden spot. And that was his pride and joy. I mean, he kept it better than he did the big fields. He fertilized it more than he did the big fields, and he would work it first. Because that garden spot was the place where my mother picked the beans and the tomatoes and so on. That's where we got our food. We didn't buy much food when I was a boy. Now, I've said that to say that Palestine, and I'm not talking about the little piece of ground that we know, but all of it, will become one gigantic garden spot. And it'll be a land of milk and honey. Now, when the nation Israel, under the leadership of Joshua, came into the land. It was a land of milk and honey, and all manners of fruit, all kinds of fruit, and the soil brought forth abundantly, and it continued as long as God's people were obedient to Him. But when they began to break the Sabbaths, not only the Sabbath day, but the other Sabbaths, God had told them that when they desecrated the Sabbaths and when they broke His law, that He would send the drought and the palmer worm and all of the other things. Deuteronomy 11, 13 through 17. Read it. Deuteronomy 11, that's chapter 11, verses 13 through 17. Have a pencil ready always and write down these scriptures because I cannot read them. We'd never finish if I read all the scriptures. Now listen to this. It shall come to pass in that day. Now this is the millennium. That the mountain shall drop new wine. New wine, that's grape juice. Go ahead and laugh. Laugh all you want to. Just go ahead and laugh. Laugh. I know some of you think I'm crazy and cracked and stupid, but I happened to go to Jerusalem and I talked with Jews and I talked with Arabs and I talked with a missionary that had been there for 30-odd years then when I was there. And did you know they call the grapes hanging on the vine, they call the grapes new wine. So when the Bible speaks of new wine, it's not talking about the kind you get at the liquor store, my friend. And it's not talking about the kind you get at the supermarket. Wine is a mocker. But new wine is good for you. That's grape juice. And it's good for your body. Now, the mountains shall drop new wine. The hills shall flow with milk and honey, and listen, the river Judah, now that'll be the river, of course, that I pointed out the other day, will flow out of the throne, shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley, the country about the Dead Sea. Now, of course, that's the valley there around the Dead Sea. Joel 3:18. Mountains drop new wine. The hills flow with milk. And of course, this means that the ground will be extremely fertile again. Now listen to this. That's in Joel 3:18. Joel 3:18. Listen to this. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. Isaiah 35:1. Isaiah 35:1. Listen to this. The reaper, or rather the plowman, shall overtake the reaper. The plowman shall overtake the reaper. That is, while they are reaping one crop or harvest, they will be planting another at the same time. Reaping and planting. Amos 9:13. Listen to this. Instead of the thorn, there shall come a fir tree. Instead of the briar, shall come a myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Isaiah 55:13. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Psalm 67:6. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Joel 2, verses 24 through 26. Joel 2, verses 24 through 26. Now I tell you, I'm going to stop there. On the next broadcast, I have something most interesting concerning the character of the kingdom. But if I begin it today, I can't finish it, and I don't want to leave it unfinished because it's too wonderful. Now, as I've said so many, many times in the last few days and weeks, if you're born again, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to dread. If you're not born again, you have nothing to rejoice about, because it is appointed unto man once to die. And if you die without Christ, better had you never been born. And then it is not only appointed unto man once to die, but in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man will come. No man knoweth the day or the hour. So it could be today. It could be this hour. If you're not saved, I repeat, you have nothing to rejoice about. But you can be saved right now if you want to. If you really want to be saved, you can be saved right now. Bow your head, close your eyes, and talk to God about your spiritual welfare, as you would talk to your doctor about your physical welfare. Just tell God that you're lost and you know it, you're a sinner and you know it, and ask God to save you for Jesus' sake, and He will. Father, in the name of Jesus, for His sake, honor, and glory, I beseech Thee, O God, save every soul that's calling upon Thy name. Save all who are under conviction. Bless believers and hasten that glorious day when Jesus will come in the air and call us to meet Him in the glorious rapture and the first resurrection. Honor the name of Jesus. He's worthy, and it is for His sake we pray. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. If you're like me, you never get tired of studying God's Word, especially if you can have some helps, such as the books from my dad and other great men of God, to help you, because there's so many different areas of study. You never run out of different ways to look at God's truth in the Bible. And I'm going to help you with that with our gift offer for this week. Gift offer Z, just the letter Z, the last letter in the alphabet, is all you need to ask for to get this offer containing two books by Dr. Green, one of our most popular soul-winning booklets, and a musical CD by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians. And all of this is available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Now, if you can send a little extra, please do so to help us with the postage and handling. And, of course, your donations keep this program on the air. And please send a donation of at least $10 for each set that you order. And in return, I'm going to send you first 5 copies of our soul-winning booklet, Millions Missing. Now, of course, that refers to the rapture, but an unsaved person might not know about that, and they'll be curious to see what this booklet is talking about. And that's why these soul winning booklets are so good, because they get your interest right away. I'm sending you 5, but I urge you to order many copies, 10, 20, 100, however many you can use to witness for our Lord in your community. Millions missing. Then we have a book entitled The Mind by Dr. Green, an in-depth study of how the Lord and the devil fight over our mind. 80 pages long, a softback book. Then, Under His Wings, a CD of music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, 14 songs, including 2 beautiful medleys. Finally, Rightly Dividing the Word, 124 pages, perfect bound book with 8 different studies, such as the title, Rightly Dividing the Word, Dispensational Truth, The Judgments of God, and so on. So, to get all of this, the 2 books, the CD, and the soul-winning booklet, just ask for offer Z and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.